The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Welcome to the August Kickbush Celebration.
With Wausau's first mayor.
Hi, Wausau.
Without the forward-thinking, early entrepreneurial spirit and public service example August Kickbush set, the Wausau area might not be the same welcoming, growing community we know.
The first official kick of the August Kickbush competition has begun. Let's go.
Ryan, Paul, and I want to wish you a happy birthday. Your friend, Chuck Norris.
Let's toast Mr. Kickbush one more time. Get him up.
Wausau was a small town of about 500 residents, ready for new ideas and people with fresh dreams.
And this is Wausau's 151st birthday. Happy birthday, Wausau. Thanks for listening to the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Everybody at the bar.
3 days after reaching Milwaukee, August set off to the little settlement of Wausau, walking about 200 miles.
The Wausau Business Show.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Wausau loving Wausonians. This is the Wausau Business Show, and we're open for business.
All right.
Some dirty work going on in downtown Wausau right now. In case you haven't been downtown in front of the Children's Imaginarium lately.
They've truly broken ground on that. The hole has now become a bit of a building, a foundation anyway.
Yeah, they're putting an underground parking garage there, and they've got the foundation ready to rock. Speaking of doing dirty work.
Yeah, and rocking.
Quick shout out to Phil Hankey, Tiffany Lee Rodriguez, and Crazy Caller Brian from L.A.
Thanks for listening, guys.
And August Kickbush.
What a blast that was.
The inaugural August Kickbush. Yeah. What were the winning kicks, Paul?
The winning kick, believe distance it or not, wise, was 99 feet 8 inches. Wyatt Burnett.
$500 to Wyatt Burnett. And then the team kick?
That team was none other than Dave, Chris, and Sam from our friends at Incredible Bank.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks, way to go, guys.
And they donated the $1,500 cash prize back to the United Way.
Wow.
That totals up. We were at about $3,000 for the first year, which is awesome. This went about as well as we expected the first year to go.
Absolutely.
Kind of a proof of concept. We're doing it again next year. Visit Wausau's Inn with Tim White.
Yeah, it's a birthday celebration.
I can't wait. And we'll see if we break these current world records.
Right, that's right.
Next year. If it's August, you know it's going to be the August Kickbush celebration from here on out.
Yeah, let's keep the tradition going.
But there were some naysayers, Paul.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
We had a naysayer on Facebook, and he was just a disgruntled Wausonian, which you don't see very often. He's Wausau's only disgruntled Wausonian, I think.
He might be the one and only.
And we offered him to come on the show and talk about why he was not in favor of the August Kickbush celebration. I think he might have been confused that we were only doing a Kickbush competition.
No, it was a whole festival.
It was a whole festival, right.
So, and I got to tell you this about August Kickbush. I had a handful of people come up to me and said, thank you for bringing August Kickbush to my attention. I didn't even know who he was. I didn't know there was a first mayor. I didn't know when he was. And so I think we're doing justice and honor to August Kickbush.
August Kickbush's name has been said more this week than I think in 100 years.
Yeah.
The guy walked a couple hundred miles from Milwaukee to Wausau,
right,
150 some odd years ago to develop this whole community.
But you said there was a naysayer. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think he particularly maybe didn't like that we were kicking cans of bush in August, but it is August and we can kick bush literally.
Okay.
So we took it literally, but you know, birthday games are fairly literal. I
right.
mean, bobbing for apples is literally bobbing for apples.
That's right.
Kicking the can is literally kicking the can.
Pinning the tail on the donkey is literally pinning a tail on a donkey.
Yeah, I mean, and we wanted to be original.
Yeah.
This is the only August Kickbush celebration and only August Kickbush competition in the world.
That's right.
So this guy didn't want to call 715-9-WASA. We invited him to give us his phone number. We would even meet him in person over a cup of coffee and talk about it. But he kind of ignored that. But we do want to make sure that this individual gets heard.
Sure.
He is a Wausonian, after all.
And he obviously has a few things to say.
So he's not going to come on the show, unfortunately. But we thought we could do a dramatic reenactment of the back and forth exchange that took place on Facebook.
Okay, let's do it.
Shall we?
Yeah.
All right. So in the role of the disgruntled naysayer, Wausonian, it will be Paul.
I'll take that role.
And I'll just take the Wausau Business Show role.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so welcome to Facebook, everybody. We've got our apps open. We're ready. Are you ready for the performance, Paul? The dramatic reenactment?
Let's do it. I've never been more ready.
Okay, we're going to post a video recap of the amazing time we had at the August Kickbush celebration.
Tons of fun.
Posted. Okay, it's up.
Okay.
Comments from the naysayer?
What a disgrace to our community.
August Kickbush was not a disgrace to our community, sir. He was a founding father and first mayor, and we love him. Long live the Kickbushes!
No, you idiots. You're the disgrace to our community.
Sir, you're confusing us. Feel free to call us at 715-9-WASA to clear things up, or message us your number and we'll gladly hear your concerns.
You sure do get confused easily and definitely don't listen well. Why TF would I ever call into your stupid show?
Well, thanks again for your lovely feedback, sir. Next time we'll ask the event planning committee to consider using ham beer instead. And this has been a WASA Business Show.
Dramatic reenactment.
Hey, all right. Hey, you can't win them all. You can't win them all.
Thanks for listening anyway.
Thanks for listening and loving WASA, Wisconsin, USA, sir.
That's right. We keep trying, WASA.
We're at your service. Well, this has never happened before on the show. There seems to be a phone call coming in.
Pick it up.
Let's pick it up.
Who do you think it is?
Do you think it's the naysayer? Well, hopefully it's a Wasonian.
We better get it before they hang up.
Hello, WASA Business Show. This is Ryan and Paul.
Hello.
Who's this?
Why, this is August Kickbush. I'm calling you from the heavens. Long-time listener.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
My gosh, what an absolute treat this is for us.
Real honor to talk to you, August.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is it really you?
Yes, it's really me, Ryan Paul.
I think it's really him.
I think it is too. He's calling from the heavens.
Prove it.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We believe you. We got it.
Okay, my gosh.
I went to Germany and recorded 700 people.
Yeah. Fact.
Yeah, we heard about that, Mayor Kickbush.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
We really idolize you.
And admire you.
I'm calling to tell you thank you.
You're welcome.
You are quite welcome, sir.
Thank us for what exactly?
The August Kickbush celebration was marvelous.
Well, it's certainly our honor.
Thank you. You seem
excited.
It's too much, sir.
I mean, yeah, that's a lot of praise coming from you from the heavens.
No matter what those naysayers say, you keep up the good work, my young lads.
Well, we will, Mr. Kickbush.
Absolutely.
How do you think Mayor Denny's doing?
I try not to get involved with local politics.
Yeah, makes sense.
But you keep growing that city like I intended you to.
Well, yeah, I mean, geez.
I didn't walk from Milwaukee to Wausau for nothing.
Yeah. Well, we're doing everything we can to keep your name in Wausonians' ears and keep your legend alive.
I'll tell you what, Ryan and Paul, I've got a few connections up here.
Oh.
And with a little luck, a little elbow grease.
Right.
Oh, that is great to hear.
Good news to hear.
He's got connections.
Jeez, thank you, Mr. Kickbush.
He really is a listener of ours. This is amazing.
Now keep making me proud, my boys. And thank you so much for remembering me in the annals of history.
Okay, Mr. Kickbush. Yes, sir. Do you happen to have the lottery numbers for this week?
Gotta try.
You too.
Well. Well, we had to try.
Yeah, thanks. We'll try. Thanks a lot, Mr. Kickbush. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling and listening. And thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Real honor.
Don't eat too many of those cheese curds. Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye, Mr. Kickbush. Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
August Kickbush, everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that was a real treat.
I was not expecting that today.
What are the odds? Wow.
Who do we have on the show this week, Ryan?
We've got Bill Bertram, famous Iron Bowl founder, Iron Bowl races. That's awesome. And he's the founder of the Great Heritage Pinery Waterway, which is up for a National Parks distinction.
So exciting.
Talk to him about that.
Yeah.
We're also going to be visiting the Whitewater Kayaking Championships that are going down in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
That's this weekend.
This weekend and next, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think if they win next weekend, Paul, they go to Germany for the World Championship. championships.
All the way to Deutschland. That's awesome.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
That's right.
It's the Midwest Freestyle Kayaking Championships and the national ones.
Yeah, wow.
All right, so we'll be right back with Bill Bertram on the Wausau Business Show, episode number 20.
20, let's go. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
Here come the hot snapper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area. Still have it like that. No, no, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone pressed will hear the fat lady sing. Act like you know, Rico. I know what Bo don't know. Touch them up and go. Cha-cha-ching, ching. Here come the hot snapper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still love you like that.
On a mission to finally get Wausau the Red Lobster we deserve.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cheddar biscuits have arrived. Can I get a round of applause for the cheddar biscuits?
Oh my God.
This is the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show's following business commercials benefit your community foundation of North Central Wisconsin. For 37 years, your community foundation has granted funds to organizations and projects such as the 400 Block, the Children's Imaginarium, Boys and Girls Club, JoJo's Jungle, and many more to help make our community brighter. Learn more by Googling the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And now, our esteemed Wausau Business Show sponsors.
All right, here's a little known fact. The first mayor of Wausau was August Kickbush. Here's a littler known fact. He was mayor twice. Littlest known fact, Kickbush traveled back to Germany in 1867 to enlist 700 German immigrants to Marathon County. So if anyone ever asks you how you'd get more people to move to Wausau, just ask yourself, what would Kickbush do? Because he'd go to Germany and bring back 700 people. That's what he'd do. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Get to Germany. Roastar.com.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
This is the true story.
True story!
Of two Wausonians
picked to host a business show
and have their lives taped
to find out what happens
when people stop living elsewhere.
Start getting to Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show. Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
She had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. Into the
time on the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Iron Bowl Races and the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway, please welcome Bill Bertram.
Welcome, Bill.
Welcome, Bill.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Bill is the brains behind the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway. Mm. How many miles is that thing now?
So the trail's 108 miles. It starts in Oneida County at Hat Rapids, and it dead ends at the Lake Debay Dam in Lincoln County.
So it crosses three counties, or is that four?
It crosses four counties, two wildlife refuges, a state park, and nine portages around historical dams in that length. And what's unique about that trail length, the water drops, it's equivalent to almost two Niagara Falls in height. Over that 108 miles, it's like two Niagara Falls drop. So it's one of the greatest falls of any river east of the Mississippi.
And one of the best kayaking courses in the United States.
Yeah, and then we're really blessed here in Wausau because we're one of a few urban kayaking courses.
Yeah.
And the National Park Service, who we work with, they believe this is the heart of the trail because of that kayaking and Clark Island and being in downtown areas. So that's a real plus for the trail.
And it recently, as of January, got the distinction from the National Park Service. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we've been working with the National Park Service for the last 2 years, and we just received a second grant. And that grant is to take the existing waterway from a state-designated trail. This was the 21st in the state of Wisconsin, to be one of the seven national water trails in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has more scenic or recreational water trails than any state in the country.
Oh, so this fascinating.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
And so it's going to have the national park, the kind of brown and iconic yellow national parks distinction associated with it. As of when?
Well, and so they're helping us write the application. That is due November 1st.
Okay.
We'll submit it, and then sometime after the first of the year, they'll go through a vetting process. They had over 200 trails last year. They selected four in the United States. Mm. Next March or April, Congress has to vote on it to make it a national trail.
Wow. Okay.
And then on National Trail Day, we've got our fingers crossed next June, we'll have a ribbon cutting here in Wausau and then up in Merrill to hopefully we get the designation of a national water trail.
Can you explain the significance of moving from state to national?
Yeah, so it gives us more visibility for paddlers from around the U.S., number one. It also opens up additional funding sources for us for different foundations, and it also from the federal government in terms of monies from them. As an example, our goal is to make this an ADA-approved trail on the length of it. We think we'll be the first ADA for disabilities.
In the country?
In the country,
wow.
Yeah, for the length of the trail. And the federal governments have monies for those types of dock launch systems. Mm-hmm. So it's a big deal to have that recognition. And then we're on their website to say, hey, if you're looking for a national water trail, here's one in the heart of Wisconsin.
Do you go through downtown Wausau?
Yeah, so the trail is unique, and that's what the National Park Service found to be, you know, interesting. Mm-hmm. When they came here, and they've been here now maybe six different times on site visits to visit different properties actually within the city. They came here actually on a Wednesday because they wanted to listen to the
Brad Emanuel at the 400 block.
Yeah. It was. They were here for that.
And cool.
Yeah, I saw you guys. Yeah, that was spectacular. So yeah, so they come here and usually unannounced, but they want to see certain venues, and their goal is to drive paddlers from the water into the downtown area.
Fascinating.
And also with this grant we have right now, it's to get more kids out on the water.
And this is the National Park Service that was here?
Yeah.
And so do you align with what's going on with the U.S. kayaking tournaments that take place in the Whitewater Association and all that?
Yeah, so we try to co-brand with the Whitewater Corporation and get that alignment now on their events on our website and our events on their website. And it's a lot of it's driven by the National Park Service. I have every 2 weeks a meeting with them.
And what are their requirements of you?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting in today's world. When we first came up with the idea of the trail, you can't get two politicians of the same party to agree to anything.
Right.
We were able to get 23 communities up and down the river to endorse the water trail, along with the state of Wisconsin, Chamber of Commerce's Visitors Bureau.
Amazing.
And Parks Department. And that was huge, not just with the local funders, but that is really important with the National Park Service. They
have the local support.
Yeah. You have to have a collaborative effort. And that is being backed into right now with the kids portion of the grant, with the Boys and Girls Club, as well as the YMCA, Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, to say, okay, how can we encapsulate them and then pull them to the water as we come forward? So, yeah.
Well, the branding on this Great Pinery Heritage Waterway is phenomenal. Who did that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. The original trail we had come up with at the Park Foundation was the French Voyager Heritage Waterway. And we went to the two museums, the Marathon County Historical Society and the Merrill one, and both of them said, we can't endorse this. There's nothing that would tell us that there were missionaries here, ever French voyagers here. That was in the lower Wisconsin. And they said, there's a defining moment in northern Wisconsin called the Pinery, and due to the white pine that was logged up here. And they said, you know, we think the better name would be the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway to honor those lumbermen and women that moved up here that really opened up this frontier.
Wow.
At the same time, the National Park Service, talking to them, they said, you know, there's like 12 historical waterways in the United States. We think this is one of those 12.
Mm.
It's right up there with the Potomac and the Hudson and the Ohio River.
Good company.
That opened up.
Just got the chills.
Yeah, got a huge, you know, opened up a huge portion of the United States. And it it goes back to the 1600s when the French were at the lower Wisconsin. So,
and just getting back to the whitewater part of it, downtown Wausau is one of the only downtown whitewater parks when they open up those rapids to be a qualifier for U.S. Nationals and the Olympics and things like that. Am I correct?
Absolutely. They have a junior Olympics here, and they're just recontouring the course now per those stipulations to have that event. And it's, you know, there's communities all over the U.S. that vie for that, and it's going to be here in Wausau. So it'll be a big day for the downtown area. And it's kind of also this rediscovery of our riverfront. So many cities, you know, rivers run through it, but, you know, we've turned our back on it. And we're really blessed here because of the River Life Park and the development of living along the river here, as well as the urban kayak course. Well, yeah, huge, huge advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I mean, growing up here, I do, when you said turn your back to the river, I did get a sense growing up here, you know, in the 80s and 90s.
Great decades.
But the river and the riverfront was largely kind of ignored or almost hidden. And I feel like now
Invisible.
I feel like now we're finally celebrating it again and hoping to kind of open it up and open our eyes to what we have running right through the middle of our community.
We got to get some Sean Duffy doing some lumberjacking out there.
There you go.
That'll do it.
That's a great idea. Yeah. You know, and the other part is unique about the trail. When we followed the data in terms of paddlers, the trail actually incorporates the Great Pinery on the Wisconsin, but we also are developing a sub trail on the Big Rib River.
Yeah.
And we're finishing the lower Eau Claire River trail that had started in Weston, ended in Weston, and now will continue into Lake Wausau. So we're one of a handful of communities in Wisconsin that actually have the confluence of three rivers in the downtown.
Right.
Which is huge paddlers.
And talk about the significance of the alignment with the Ice Age Trail too, could you?
Yeah. So, you know, the Ice Age Trail is 16 miles to our east here. It just went from being a national trail to a national park trail. So it's on the same level as the Appalachian Trail or the West Coast Trail in the United States. And I think there's just a dozen of those national park trails. So we think between co-branding the Ice Age Trail, it runs along the Great Pinery in Lincoln County for a couple miles on each side of the river.
Okay.
And it gives people that come here a really great, almost a trifecta of I can paddle, bike, and hike in this kind of a wilderness area. In our backyard. So it's huge for us, and it's huge for those folks. We work really close with the Ice Age Trail Alliance.
And Central Wisconsin just got that distinction, or what's the significance of that?
Yeah, so it was in January or February this year that the Ice Age Trail stepped up to be a national scenic trail. Mm-hmm. So, and kind of interesting, I work with the Ice Age Trail folks, and they're still kind of in bewilderment what to do with that.
Right.
But it's a huge opportunity for Central Wisconsin and for the Wausau area specifically.
And getting back to this signage, these are iconic signs. We have one of them here, just an example of one, but it's the Brown National Parks signage, and that will be going up throughout the area because of the National Parks distinction. Is that right?
Yeah, so we're working with the Department of Transportation. So east of here by the Hadley Ringle area, there'll be signage there. North of us, there'll be signage on the Ice Age Trail. Fingers crossed when we're able to, the Great Pinery becomes a national park trail, we'll have those just outside the Wausau area, and those will be more like probably the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway Corridor.
Amazing.
And to think that you'll have turn here, and with the amount of people that drive probably 8 months of the year, we're just kind of a white spot in the road other than in the winter months because of Granite Peak.
Right.
This is a real reason to stop here and recreate in Wausau. So,
and you had a great stat before we went on the air. 48,000 people traverse through Highway 29 and Highway 39 in that corridor.
Correct.
Here. Yeah. So they're kind of passing right past us, as Rooter Wears commercial likes to say.
They're onto something.
Is that
48,000 a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
That's valuable marketing right there for
those
people.
It's the fourth busiest intersection in the state. The other thing is we did on both the Ice Age Trail and the Heritage Waterway is we use a destination software package to track usage. Mm. And so as an example, in 2022, we didn't have a trail. And then last year, we saw a 14% increase in paddlers here. So there were almost 12,000 paddlers using the trail last year here. So it's already becoming a destination. I think Chicagoland is the third or fourth biggest market for us now.
Yeah.
And because of that, the state of Wisconsin gave us a $30,000 grant, marketing grant last year to market the trail in the Chicagoland I-88 corridor to get more people to come up here and paddle.
Yeah, because people are kayaking down the Chicago River every day.
It's actually pretty popular. You know, I spent 15 years in Chicago and a lot of it downtown and a lot of it on the river. And it's a really popular city for kayaking. And they go on that river. Our river is much nicer, if I can say, from firsthand experience.
Yeah. Well, I grew up on the Mississippi.
Yeah.
And the joke down in Illinois and Iowa was the water is too thick to drink and too thin to plow in Illinois and Iowa. Yeah. And when you look at the quality of the water we have up here, and like you, I lived, you know, west of the Chicagoland area. Mm-hmm. And our goal, I had an older brother, was to kayak on the Hennepin Canal to downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple years ago, I finally kayaked on the Chicago River because they've cleaned it up.
Yeah, they have.
And
they've
it's amazing. You know, but that was millions and millions of dollars of cleanup on that. But yeah, it was a boyhood dream come true for me. So, yeah.
And is the Great Pioneering Heritage Waterway a 501c3 then?
Yeah, so it started with the Park Foundation. So we're a 501c3 foundation. Contributions from the community have been just overwhelming. But I got to tell you, there was a lady that stopped me one day and said, are you the guy working on the water trail? And I said, yeah, I am. And she said, this river means so much to me. Mm-hmm. I grew up along it. I met my husband along it. I had my children along it. And my husband passed away, but this has meant everything to me in my life. I want to give money to the trail. And I said, okay. And she, as older women have, she had a little coin purse within mm-hmm. her purse.
Yeah.
Open it up, and I look over, and all she had was $1.
Mm.
And she gave me that $1.
That's beautiful. Ah.
And she said, I want you to have this because this means so much to my life.
Touching. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's the dollar I gave to the community foundation, and Tim Parker down there framed it.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Well, before we get into Iron Bowl, mm-hmm. which is another iconic venture of yours, can you tell us a little bit about your background? How did you get to Wausau, and how did you get in so passionate about this?
Yeah. So I came up here in 97 to help sell Marathon Electric.
Okay.
And my background is electrical engineering. End up running the business for 14 years here, the motor side of it.
Okay. And you came from where?
I came from downstate Illinois. So Springfield, Illinois area. Mm-hmm. I was a customer of Marathon Electrics, came up here, helped sell the business to Regal Beloit, decided to stay. And then they started rounding me out on different assignments within the company and end up running it for 14 years. And then
you wound up in Europe for a while, didn't you?
Yeah. And I had always turned down promotions because I loved the area so much.
Yeah.
I said, I'd only ever consider something international. And I was actually hiking in Yellowstone with my boys, and it was a 10-day hike across Yellowstone. And I came out, and my phone was blown up. I contacted Regal, and they said, hey, you told us you'll only take an offshore assignment. In 2 weeks, you're reporting to the Netherlands to run our European footprint.
Wow.
So I moved in 2013 to the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm. To Amsterdam?
Just west of, or east of Amsterdam,
okay.
By 2 hours, right on the German border.
Wow. Okay.
And so I lived there for 4 years.
And your family came? With you?
No, I my youngest did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You commuted every day?
Yeah. Yeah, right. No, but they made a lot of trips over.
And
what's interesting about the Dutch, it's a different form, kind of a society, very collaborative, where business, government, and education move unilaterally. Everybody has to participate in their government. Even myself as an expatriate, they expect you to come to their meetings and participate at the lowest levels on problems. And when I was there, I saw a race in the town I lived in called a steeplechase. And I brought that idea back. I took early retirement, and I was really interested in economic development, talent retention, talent attraction, and I could not find the medium to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read an article in Forbes magazine, and then read an article in a Pew Institute study mm-hmm. and a Brookings Institute study about millennials and where millennials live and why they live where they live. So I did a pro forma on a couple race organizations and also a community called Bend, Oregon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And at one time, Wausau was about the size of Bend, Oregon back in the 90s.
Okay.
And they had this catastrophic event called the Spotted Brown Owl. They couldn't cut trees. It was a logging town like we are
mm-hmm.
and a dairy county. And so I pro forma them. And they'll tell you, they bet on outdoor rec. Nobody else did.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say there's 30 other communities communities that were our size back then, nobody knows their names, but everybody knows Bend, Oregon.
Right. Right.
Fastest growing city in the U.S. for like 15 years with millennials. Highest, most expensive property on the West Coast now is in Bend, Oregon.
Wow. Yeah.
And wow. So we looked at that, and I was with, had a passion for parks, and was on the Park Foundation, and came up, I was hiking Rib Mountain, and came up with the name Iron Bowl, and Bull Falls.
Yep.
And, you know, thought of Red Bull, Black Bull, Blue Bull.
Bullshit.
Yeah, bull. Yeah, you know, yeah, and came up with the idea of Iron Bowl as a project name only because of the granite that we have in Marathon County is super unique. It's only like four places in the world that have this type of granite,
yeah.
And it's due to the iron oxide in
wow.
it. And so that was the iron portion of Iron Bowl.
Very cool.
Trademarked it immediately,
yeah.
And that was the portion of Iron Bowl that came out of the Park Foundation as an initial fundraiser for parks. And then I had this soul meeting with a soulmate meeting with a guy named Tim Buchholz. Mm. And Tim had a race called Rib Mountain Adventure Challenge. I met him for coffee.
Professor at UWMC.
Yeah, he's now a professor at UWMC.
Now UWSP at Wausau.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, right down here at the coffee shop, we came up with the idea of how to scale his races and how to get into this off-road race space.
What year was this?
So this would have been 2018.
Okay.
And yeah, we just celebrated our coming on our fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what Wausau is blessed with. You know, we came up with the idea, the concept. I, over a kitchen table, there was a woman, had a foundation, Ruth Schultz.
Okay.
And over the kitchen table, she wrote me a check for $15,000. She was 90 plus years old.
Mm-hmm.
And to get into this space, and that was the initial funding for Iron Bowl. And we created a video, took it to the foundations here, and they said, we're all in on this idea of Iron Bowl as a means to attract young people here. And it's been a super successful organization. We just finished our strategic planning this past week to kind of how we're going to look at the next 5 years. We have Epic Races, the largest adventure race in the United States, is now here in the Wausau area. One of the top gravel bike races in the United States is here in the Wausau area in the fall. Mm-hmm.
And you're positioning Iron Bowl as a premium endurance competition.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And because of that, you're able to scale it up and down to get more recreational and families at the lower end, which we're working on now. But we have a typical race for us will be 15 to 20 states, a couple foreign countries now. People will come in specially for the races. We had the Rib Mountain Adventure Challenge up in Rhinelander. We moved the races around central Wisconsin based on the topography, and the winners were from Maine, three women, and it's
cool.
Yeah, so it's, you know, that's been an incredible endeavor, but it's one more brick of how to get people here and keep them here, and you know, makes it a very livable town for all of us.
Yeah, if you had to describe for those that aren't familiar with Iron Bowl on a high level, what is it?
Yeah, so Iron Bowl is an off-road endurance racing organization.
Okay, and you put on multiple races throughout the year.
Yeah, so we're really blessed in our climate here to have four seasons. So we do races in the dead of winter when it's minus 40 degrees. And there's that endurance portion of it that you only get by living here because of the climate. The other advantage we had is back in 2018, Dave Ekman with the Chamber hired a consultant from Bend, Oregon, Tip Strategies, and a guy named John Roberts. And I started to collaborate with John on the side with the idea of what Iron Bowl could look like.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt very strongly you needed an event organization to drive people here to see what we had. He was always like the third leg of the stool. It was the medical industry and then manufacturing here. And then he said, I couldn't see what it was until I got in a small plane and flew over the area and saw this much green. And we're really blessed. We have 28,000 acres of water in Marathon County. Nobody would ever think that.
Right.
Largest county in America, correct?
Yeah, and it's the largest county. Yeah. East of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
So you've got this great topography here, and then you've got Rib Mountain.
Right.
Yeah. And so we do races year-round in the area, and we're just incredibly blessed with what, you know, Mother Nature's given us here, and we leverage every bit of that for Iron Bowl.
When is Rib Mountain Granite Peak going to have the units on the back of the chairlifts that you can take the bikes up there?
Yeah.
Any update on that?
Yeah, I do. So, you know, they the DNR had their first meeting about a month ago.
Okay.
It was one August 1st. They're about every month now with all the interested parties. So they're actually looking at the spring of 2025 to start cutting trails in.
Wow.
It'll be a two-season kind of cut-in because of they have to keep the park open.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
The opportunity that is for us for a IMBA Gold Ride Center, I mean, that could draw 25 to 50,000 bikers a year here.
What's an IMBA Gold Ride Center?
Yeah, so IMBA is the International Mountain Biking Association, and they create ride centers all over the world where mountain bikers will come to. What's unique about Rib Mountain is the amount of elevation on the mountain. This will be one of the highest drops of any of the ride centers in the United States. So it has the potential, and get back to that 48,000 cars a day coming through here. It's logistically easy to get to, and we're working on all types of other infrastructure in addition to that. Iron Bowl's working on almost 1,000 miles of gravel biking trails in a 5-county area that all will radiate from downtown Wausau out into those other counties. And gravel's the fastest growing segment of biking right now. And so this is going to be an amazing place. It'll be like Bentonville North. When you think of Bentonville for biking is the epicenter today.
Bentonville,
Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, you are really leading the charge, Bill, and thank you for that. You're looking at a couple of guys that grew up with a place that we used to refer to as Nine Mile Swamp.
Affectionately the swamp.
The swamp.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know.
Yeah.
If you're new to Wausau, you might not know, but Nine Mile used to be referred to as Nine Mile Swamp. So we've come a long way since then, fortunately. Yeah.
There were rumors of a swamp monster in there when we were kids.
Still there. I got bad news for you.
So what's next? I mean, a guy like you, obviously you have more visions for the future. What's next for you and for the organizations and the 501c3s that you continue to create?
Yeah, so, you know, one is, with Iron Bowl specifically, is creating more even epic races, marketing it more nationally for that organization. And it's our typical races. I think last year we grew about 26% per race. So, you know, we have good growth and great financials, which is always helpful for an organization. I'm really, you know, kind of pivoting around biking right now and flatland biking, specifically gravel and connectivity. And one of the things I had when I lived in the Netherlands was everything was connected by bike. You know, my joke over there was you could live without a car, you could live without, you know, a train, you could not live without a bike over there.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more bike centric for millennials and Gen Zers. They want that in a community.
For sure.
And I think it's supporting the initiatives of the downtown for downtown living with a lot of the millennials and Gen Zers in that affordable housing market that we, you know, we need here. But I think it's just that biking segment's kind of, and then creating other epic events in and around the area.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, but we have some of the best endurance athletes in the world living right here in central Wisconsin, do we not?
You're absolutely right. I was just at a meeting yesterday. When you talk about influencers, like the national champions for adventure racing live here. I mean, there's Andrea Larson for Iron Bowl is one of the top ultra marathoners in the country and has, you know, multiple records for fastest times on trails. And she's got a project for next year. She's going to bring back the title to Wisconsin on the Ice Age Trail in terms of the fastest time. So it's 1,200 miles of running. And so she's, you know, focused on bringing it back and not just beating the record, but breaking the record.
Yeah. And where is it held today?
And so these trails all have, they're all timed today. So any one of us could, you know, run it, you and as an individual or if you had a team.
Yeah.
And you, there's a certain process. As an example, she used Rib Mountain here maybe 6 months ago to set the North American record for climbing Mount Everest. And so she was 71 times.
She went up and down.
Up and down, up and down, and set the North American record for climbing Mount Everest from Wausau, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Who holds the record right now for the Ice Age Trail? Or where are they located? Do you know?
I know they're outside the outside Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I'm sure Andrea probably has their picture posted in her house saying, that's my target.
Throwing darts at it every morning.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that is phenomenal. Yeah. There's a story that someone told me recently about you being in Australia or somewhere and running into someone who was talking about an ultra athlete that lived in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Yeah. So I was just prior to the pandemic, I was hiking in the Blue Mountains of Australia.
Okay.
And I had three guides and we're sitting around the campfire at night. And I said, said, what do you guys do for fun? And they said, well, we're all adventure racers. And I said, oh, I'm involved with an adventure race in Wisconsin. They said, Wisconsin? And I said, yeah. And they said, oh my gosh, you know, the national champion is Tim Buchholz. And I said, well, he's my partner. And they go, Tim Buchholz is your partner? And I said, yeah. And they said, you actually know him? I go, I do. You talk to him? I do. I mean, he was like, wow, you know, like a rock
celebrity
star.
Yeah,
rock over
star,
there. Yeah. And they said, oh my God, we can't believe that you actually know him.
They were floored by that information. What a strange coincidence, too, come up.
Yeah. And he said, you talk about, you know, hey, what do you like to do for fun?
Right.
And that was what they do for fun.
Tim Buchholz, rock star, global rock star in that community.
That's
phenomenal.
Absolutely.
He's got a big following in Australia.
Yeah, he does.
Huge in Australia. Well, speaking of rock stars, is it your son or your stepson just signed with Jack White?
Yeah, my significant partner's son.
Just signed with Jack White of the White Stripes on his label.
Absolutely. And really I had the opportunity to be in Nashville in January with Jack.
Wow, that's
and,
cool.
And saw his vinyl collection and quite the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, just an unbelievable individual.
Yeah, so, and he's an upholsterer, you said?
Yeah. He started as doing upholstering of furniture.
Yeah.
And he's really into brand. So it's always the yellow and a black type, like almost like a B type color. But yeah, he's.
Yeah. Stays consistent to that brand.
Oh, he doesn't move away from it. Yeah. Everything's around, you know, the Jack White brand and White Stripe brand.
So. He's a real artist.
Hell of an artist.
As is Willie, your significant other's son. What's the name of Will's band?
Hotline TNT.
What? Hotline TNT?
Yeah.
Oh, Hotline Dynamite. All right. Cool. And it's hard rock, heavy metal, or what kind of?
It's like a heavy metal. I'm not into that genre, but I went to his concert in Nashville. It's the first time I'd ever seen a mosh pit. And yikes.
Did you find yourself right in the middle of it?
Yeah, no, I was like as far away as I could get. Yeah. But and it was interesting because he was discovered in London in a concert. And then, he was doing a European tour. Mm-hmm. And then Jack White has a recording studio over in the in London area. And they said, you got to listen to this guy. And so the rest, as they say, was history. So, yeah.
That's so cool.
Is Will from Wausau?
No, he's from Eau Claire.
Oh, close enough.
Yeah.
And a lot of rock stars out of Eau Claire.
Yeah.
Not Justin.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that is great. Well, Bill, thanks for stopping by. Will you come back and update us as things progress?
Yeah, maybe next year when we do the ribbon cutting, we'll get our fingers crossed. We'll come and give you an update on everything I'm working on.
Wonderful. That'd be great. Perfect. Thanks for all you do. And I know it's in the spirit of economic development and talent attraction and recruitment to the area.
And
so
we're
thanks
all about that.
Yeah, thanks, Bill Bertram, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Wandering Wausau to get the beat on the street.
Approaching some kayakers in the distance here, Paul, as we walk down the river walk next to downtown Wausau's kayaking rapids. Have you ever done this?
I never kayaked in this, no. I've done whitewater rafting before, not here.
What's this stone here for? Many flags, many nations, one world, this plaque. The flags of nations display across the river from this site was made possible by donations from the following. Anybody you know? Wausau Papers is on there. God rest its soul.
Wausau Insurance. God rest its soul.
1994, this plaque is from, in memory of Gary Christensen and his family. Hey, we're coming up on a couple of people here over on our right, Paul. I don't know if they're part of the kayaking crew or not. What do you think?
I don't think they are. I think the kayaking crew is over there.
Over yonder?
Yeah.
Is that guy wearing an ankle bracelet
he is.
For like house arrest?
That's what I believe it to be.
Okay, all right. So, well, moving on. Okay. Wausau has a wonderful legal system.
Always nice to point that out.
Check.
Oh, mic check. Cool.
We love mic checks. Look at this water just a flowing through here like a monstrous beast.
Yeah, it's really Russian.
Russian, not Ukrainian.
That's right.
Oh, there seems to be some sort of a wall, like a concrete wall separating that as part of the course here.
Yeah, kind of a downward ramp where I think they really pick up speed. That'll be exciting to watch.
Yeah, and then they go down this cliff. Right. Gotta watch out for those rocks. Good thing they're safe. They've got those helmets in. I think these people are here from all over the United States, Paul. Whoever wins this is going to Germany for the world competition.
How exciting.
They're smaller than the kayaks you rent, you know. More pro.
Maybe minis or something.
Wow, that guy just went under and then back over a top. Yeah, and when you tip over and you do that move and you go under the water and back up again, and there's a word for that, a technical word. Whoa, that guy just did a flip. Did you see that?
Yeah.
is going perpendicular to the fall now. Whoa, and another flip. Whoa, and another flip. Here this guy goes down the rapids. He's going backwards. He's doing a flip. He's doing another flip. He's trying to get back up. Jeez, if I was their parents, I'd get worried that they're not going to flip back up, you know? Are you the organizer of this event?
So this event is the Midwest Freestyle Championship / USA Team Trials. So
yeah,
it's 2 weekends of different events we're kind of melding together, so that what'll happen is the folks from the USA Freestyle team, so there's folks from all over the country are coming here, and they're trying to figure out who will be on that team. So the next year, the Worlds is in Germany, so this kind of decides who in their crew will end up going to Germany for the Worlds to represent the U.S.
Wow, how many states are represented by these kayakers here?
I think we're going to have about 40 to 50 kayakers from around the U.S., so very few are from Wisconsin.
The rapids aren't always open, are they?
Nope. We open them about 9 weekends of the summer. They're just releases. Some of them are rec releases where people just come and play. Some of them are events like what we have. They're training right now for both weekends events. And then we give out probably around 170 to 180 lessons just to beginners, to people that want to try this out. Right now they're just practicing, but in a competition they would have 45 seconds to try and amass as many points as they can. So they'll do many tricks, you know, like what she's going to do right now to make
a flip.
Right? You'll see front loops, you'll see side loops.
And they have to try to stay in that specific area and do their routine.
Once they get flushed out, they have 45 seconds to get back in and try and get any more points, but it really does, it's, you know, 45 seconds, it takes a while to get back in there.
How many judges are there? Are you a judge?
Nope. So on an event like this, there'll be 4 judges.
And it's rated on a scale of 1 to 10?
Nope. Each point has specific values, and then as you link them together, those add combination values to them, and then the bigger you get out of the air, there's a lot of different factors that add up to the points. Like a usual ride will be between 1 and 3,000 points.
1 and 3,000?
Yeah.
Who's your money on for the winning kayaker?
So we have a lot of different categories here. I mean, we've got juniors, we've got cadets. So cadets are under 13, juniors under 18, and then we got the men's and the women's. So from a men's standpoint, we have a guy named Dane Jackson, who is kind of been the king of freestyle for a very long time. I mean, he's just super good. He's won just about every competition you can possibly win.
And is he one of the best in the world then?
He absolutely is, yep. So this guy here is his brother-in-law, and I would say he's right there with him.
Where are they from?
They're all from Tennessee.
Is he as good as his brother-in-law or not?
It's pretty darn good, yep.
Okay, yeah. Hey, how you doing? I hear you're almost as good as your brother-in-law.
Almost, yeah.
Welcome to Wausau, Wisconsin.
Thanks, stoked to be here.
Yeah, I'm Ryan, this is Paul.
Hey, how's it going, man? Paul, Nick, nice to meet you.
We're with the Wausau Business Show. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Is there a purse?
I don't know, I usually have a wallet, so.
What do they call it? Like, if you get
it? I think you're right, an award or, yeah.
And what part of Tennessee are you in town from?
Coming in from Rock Island, Tennessee.
Okay, and you and your brother-in-law are some of the best in the world at this, I understand.
I mean, that's what they say, yeah.
When did you start?
I started when I was 13, so that would have been a couple years back.
Yeah, and how does Wausau's kayaking course compare to the rest in the country?
To be honest, I hadn't really, like, I'd heard about this place, but I came out last year and I was absolutely blown away and was a huge advocate for bringing the nationals and the team trials here and stuff like that. So really amazing whitewater course that you guys have here, and the fact that it's just essentially like downtown, you can walk to the restaurants, and it's a really cool vibe. You got the farmers market right there. We absolutely love it here.
So money's on you going to Germany next year, I understand, huh?
Well, fingers crossed. I don't like to count the chickens before they hatch.
Hey, what's the technical word for what the flip that you do, the forward flip? What's
the front flip? It would be called a front flip or a loop.
Or a loop.
Yep.
Okay. And then what are the other tricks that you guys do? What are those called?
They've got some pretty silly names, to be honest. Like a front flip with a twist is called a Space Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. A 180 front flip would be a McNasty.
Nice.
A 360 flip would be a Phonics Monkey.
Oh, you guys are like thrashers.
Yeah. So it's like they come up, whoever comes up with the trick gets to name it, and it's usually like a game of who can come up with the most ridiculous names. Yeah.
Oh, that is very
like
cool.
A marketing team coming up with these names.
And are you in town for the whole week then?
Yeah, we'll be here. Essentially essentially for the next week and a half or so. We're going to stay through this weekend and then through next weekend too.
And what do you do for a living, or are you sponsored?
Kind of a little bit of everything, yeah. So some coaching and some events and some sponsorship stuff and some marketing. And
so this is your full-time gig?
Yeah.
Oh, that is cool. And you go around the world doing this?
We do, yeah. We're pretty blessed. We've got we've also got a family adventure TV show called Great Family Adventure, and so we get to kind of travel around and just do really fun stuff together, and it's pretty cool. My son's down there in the blue boat surfing as well with his friends.
And how old is he?
He just turned 11 last week.
Oh, that's awesome. So you have kind of a reality TV show?
I mean, I think it's more of like a docu-series than reality TV. I think that's got like a whole different vibe to it. But this is a lot less drama and just a lot more fun. But,
oh, that's awesome. Where does it air?
It's kind of all over. It's Outside TV, Bally Sports, and PBS.
Oh, that is...
And I think like some other channels too, but yeah.
Oh, very cool. Well, we won't keep you, but when's the main event that we should come watch?
Saturday and Sunday of this weekend are the Midwest Freestyle Championships, and then next weekend will be the Nationals and Team Trials for going to the Worlds in Germany.
Oh, that is awesome. And what's your name again?
Nick Troutman.
Nick, and your brother-in-law is better than you are? I find that hard to believe.
He's pretty good too. I mean, there's some talent here for sure.
Are you going to take him this week, though?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Right.
Well, thanks for
the rivalry. Awesome.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks so very much.
Good
cheers.
Here. Welcome to Wausau.
Great.
Well, that was cool to hear. I didn't know any of that.
You got to press it on you. You just think it.
This is the
Wausau Business Show.
The Wausau Business Show.
With Ryan and Paul.
Ryan Gallagher.
And Paul Grinsell.
The Wausau Business Show.
Hey, this is Daniel. My family and I moved to Wausau from Arkansas.
This is Nolan, and I moved from Washington State. We're with the Pinery Coffee Company here in downtown Wausau at 300 North 3rd Street, or right across from Bull Falls Radio.
At the Pinery, we believe that every cup tells a story of rich flavors, locally roasted beans, and an unwavering commitment to community impact.
Go ahead and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check us out at thepinerycoffeeco.com, or better yet, come on by.
At Root or Wear, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
Discover the Milk Merchant, nestled in downtown Wausau's River West District, where every selection is curated with care and where every bite tells a story. The Milk Merchant brings you an exquisite collection of Wisconsin and imported cheeses, charcuterie boards, specialty foods, and unique home goods. Our love for quality food drives us to support local dairy farmers and artisans. Stop in to sample a selection of the finest Wisconsin cheeses, from Pleasant Ridge Reserve to the legendary 15-year aged cheddar. Mention this ad for a free wine sample. Let us curate a gift basket perfect for any occasion. Or join us on a culinary adventure by signing up for one of our events at themilkmerchant.com.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Get in touch. Email info at wausaubusiness.com or call 715-9-WAUSAU. That's 715-992-8728. 715-9-WAUSAU. We'll check the messages on our answering machine soon.
The Wausau Business Show.
All the words are gonna bleed from me, and I will sing no more. And the stains coming from my blood, tell me go back home.
This is the
the Wausau Business Show. That's Ryan. I'm Paul. And Ryan, Chris went to the Red Lobster down in Orlando headquarters.
Yeah. All right. This is great. Yeah, we gave her a trip, compliments of Avelo Airlines and CWA, to Orlando, direct from CWA, which was awesome. We just had one ask for her.
And that was, of course, to advocate for Wausau to Red Lobster headquarters in Orlando, Florida.
Red Lobster just happens to be in Orlando, Florida. She was there, and she's on the phone with us right now. Let's hear all about it. Chris, are you there?
Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Wisconsin and glorious Wausau. We know you probably missed home.
I did, but I do miss Florida.
I don't blame you. It's great down there.
Yeah. What did you wind up doing?
Well, thanks to Avelo and Wausau Business Show and Central Wisconsin Airport, I flew down there and went to Cocoa Beach, hung out there for a while, and then headed on over to Orlando to talk to the peeps at Red Lobster.
You did wind up going to corporate?
Yeah.
I did go to corporate.
All right. Thanks.
As an official representative ambassador of the Wausau Business Show in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA, you got to corporate at Red Lobster finally.
Yeah, we're coming at you at all angles, Red Lobster.
That's right.
So what happened? What went down? They welcome you with open arms? Did you tell them that Wausau, Wisconsin is missing them?
Well, there was no Red Lobster sign out front, so it was a little interesting to find it, but we did.
Oh.
I went with my sister, by the way. It was my sister and myself. And so when we walked in, on the first floor, it said Red Lobster Training Center. Mm. But per instructions, we wanted to go to the third floor because we thought that's where corporate was.
Yeah, the CEO.
So went up past security onto the elevator, and we couldn't get up to the third floor. So we asked security, hey, we need to get to the third floor. No problem. Didn't ask us where we're going. And so we went up to the third floor. Well, there's no Red Lobster. And then so we went back to security, and they're like, oh, yeah, no, Red Lobster is only on the main floor when you walked in. So that's when we went back down to the training center, and we rang the doorbell, and the sous chef and then a helper answered the door.
Okay.
And we proceeded to talk to them, and they said that all of the corporate people were gone on Friday. We went there on Friday, and they fly home on Thursday night, so we missed everybody. There was nobody in the office, and their offices are on the 8th and 10th floor.
Oh, the 8th and 10th. Okay, good to know. Good to know. Yeah, good intel.
Yep.
Good to know for future.
Yeah, if we ever need to send flowers or anything.
Right.
Now we know where to send them.
Exactly. Or if you want to send me back there, I'd be happy to go back.
Cool. Yeah. Good to know.
And so you talked to the chef and that team down there?
Yeah, we talked to the chef. And then Dylan, like I said, I'm not sure what his role was, but he came over, and they were very intrigued and very happy to know that there's a place in Wisconsin, a city, that wants a Red Lobster.
Just
and
craves
they
it.
They were asking for our business cards, and I gave them the Wausau Business Show coaster because that's what I had with me. And they both took it, and they named off some people that they were going to give that to on Monday morning.
On floors 8
and
10.
Good.
So, and then I told them about the website and how there was buses that were taken over to the Red Lobster in Green Bay, and they were like very impressed.
Oh, wow. So, that's
nice work, Chris. Yeah. Good ambassador for
Wausau. Impresses again. Good.
I think it was very convincing, and my sister was right along with me promoting, and I think they were going to go on the website and check it out.
Nice.
Good. We're making steps.
What was he? So you talked to the corporate chef overseeing all of the Red Lobster menus in the United States? Corporate?
But, I mean, she was working in the training where they, bring in the, general managers or other staff to train them on prepping and making new foods, and I think that's what she was doing.
Did it smell like cheddar biscuits in there?
It didn't smell like anything at that point.
Were the corporate headquarters pretty nice, or are they downtrodden?
It's right downtown. It reminds me of Milwaukee. But yes, a really nice area.
Okay. Well, at least they all know about Wausau, Wisconsin, USA now, and our fascination with Red Lobster.
Yes, they do.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Chris, and thanks for making it home safely, and welcome home to Wausau.
Thanks, Chris. Great job.
Thank you so much, and hopefully they reach out to you. Let me know if they do, please.
Okay. We will keep you posted.
If anybody else is listening and heading down to Orlando anytime soon, let us know. We'll send you up to the 8th and the 10th floor Monday through Thursday, now we know.
Right.
Exactly. Got the scoop for you guys.
All right.
All right. Well done. Thanks,
Chris. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye. She did great. She even did a little detective work. She went up and found out where everything is, and good for her.
Great persistence, Chris.
Yeah. Way to go, Chris. Thanks so much.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Who we got coming up on the show next week, Paul?
Antonio Centeno. He's got quite the story. This is an entrepreneur, a YouTuber. He's an influencer.
Twitter, all over the web. 50 million followers in his network, and 3.5 million of those are on YouTube alone, and he's a Wausau area resident.
Can't wait to talk to him.
Real Men, Real Style is a stylist for men, but he's more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy is very impressive. He used to be a Marine for a number of years. He's lived all over the world, and we'll find out what brought him to the Wausau area coming up next week on the Wausau Business Show. Very motivational.
Super interesting guy, I'll say that.
So until then, from high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end! All right.
Days go by. Get out and see the world. Days go by. Took you far from home. It pushed you out of your comfort zone. There are kids out there with war paint on and hearts break like crayons. Before you left, the world was small.
Das GNA Wausau Business Show Transmission als Reserve 2024.